It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
All self-starters and entrepreneurs will no doubt totally agree that starting your own business is hard. Becoming your own boss is incredible in so many ways, yet getting there is certainly a long, hard marathon that involves huge amounts of patience, determination, and effort. On today's episode within Dalama Insights Radio Show, we're discussing the topic, what have been your greatest struggles in your business this year? With our regular guest, of course, in the studio, CEO of Insight Partners Africa Limited, a firm of chartered accountants. Welcome to the show, Mkonki Mkonkala.
I like the way you're finishing my name off. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, before we dive into what the challenges or struggles are, I'd love to know, though, what are the benefits of reflecting on and identifying your struggles as a business owner?
I think if you take time to review what your struggles have been or things that have been challenging for you, you tend to reflect and see how you can use those struggles to improve your business in the coming year. So reflecting back on what has been really hard for you really allows you to make progress in the following year. Many of us entrepreneurs are actually afraid or fear to fail. And this is because we want to look like we are really successful and nothing bad comes our way most of the times. But in actual fact, you see that a lot of successful entrepreneurs also fail. And those that reflect back on their failures and make use or understand why they failed and then make adjustments are the ones that eventually tend to succeed. So reflecting back on your struggles or your failures really helps you to focus. It also helps you to focus on your goals and what really matters that you set out for from the start. I think this is the value of really looking back and reflecting on the struggles that you faced, especially in a year like this that is coming to an end. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm aware that, you know, you recently had your first ever meetup event as in Dalama Insights Radio Show, a platform that allowed you to interact with various SMEs and get what their challenges were. Mkonki, what have been the greatest struggles that SMEs have faced this year?
That's great. So in our meetup, which is basically a quarterly event to try to understand what challenges SMEs are going through, some of the feedback we got, and I'm going to just refer back to comments from some of the followers in the group, and some of them, I think, came to the meetup. One, Griffix Mwansa is saying, a lot of challenges, and one of them is the unstable price of materials from suppliers. So for Griffix Mwansa, unstable pricing from his suppliers is one of the challenges that he's facing. The other one is coming from Tazia. She's saying so many challenges. Dollar is increasing day by day and business is ever slow. Then the other one, Mr. Kalaluka, is saying, yes, besides the load shedding challenge on the national level, on a personal level, it was organizing the tools, finishing the product with little help. So there are different kinds of challenges that are affecting businesses, particularly those that follow our program and in our network. These are some of the items that they're identifying. There are also those common challenges that we are all facing. Mr. Kalaluka has put it very well. There's an element, there is load shedding that is affecting a lot of businesses countrywide. If you are being load shedded or if you don't have access to power for close to 15 hours every day, your business is definitely not going to be as productive as it should be. And this has triple down effects in so many areas. If you are not able to produce and sell, it means you're not able to meet your bills or pay your suppliers or pay your employees on time. This is because you do not have regular income coming in. And as a result, it's very difficult for you to actually continue your operations. For those that have borrowed loans, this is, I think, the most difficult period for you to carry this loan burden on you, because other than the fact that you have to pay more because of the increase in the interest rates and also the exchange rates and all, you also don't have enough income to make sure that you pay down or pay back the loan. So quite a number of challenges that are facing most entrepreneurs, or that have really faced us this year.
In your own words, Mkonke, what would be your advice to entrepreneurs going through business challenges or struggles?
Okay, so if you are going through different challenges and struggles, like the common ones that we're all going through, load shedding, increases in prices from our suppliers, very little cash flow to fund our operations, I think you need to understand that in business, struggles are really part of the journey. And if you are able to withstand the struggles as an entrepreneur, this is what sets you apart from many other aspiring entrepreneurs. Many people strive or try to be entrepreneurs, and they look at the brighter side most of the times and really avoid the darker side. And part of the darker side is going through harsh economic times like this. Across many economies, there's a period when you go through bad economic times. The businesses or entrepreneurs that make it through the harsh times are the ones that really you can call successful, because they're able to withstand the struggles that are part of the journey to entrepreneurship. If you are able to go through the harsh economic periods, you are able to think critically and create plans to work around the challenges that you are facing, it also makes you very credible as an entrepreneur, such that people are able to trust you, because they know you are not just a one-hit wonder, if you like. You're not just there for when things are good, but you also stick around even when things are bad. And that shows how trustworthy you are. Whether it's good times or bad times, you can still rely on your business and that it's still going to be there. It actually shows that you're very strategic. You know how to handle risks that face your business. And you also know how to take advantages of good times when they come. Because it's in good times that you actually tend to prepare for the bad times. And those businesses that are able to withstand bad times, it indicates that this is a business that really plans their business well. The fact that they're able to go through this difficult period shows that they did make some savings. They have reserves on which they are now able to sustain themselves through difficult periods. They did plan around shortages of power. They probably are using a generator, inverter, or any other means of accessing power other than just through the normal power outlet that we have, that's ZESCO. So for those that are struggling, understand that harsh economic times, struggles are all part of the journey to entrepreneurship. What is key and what is going to set you apart is you planning around risks. It falls back to how you plan, how you handle risk, and how you anticipate what is going to affect your business. If you're able to come through, shows what kind of entrepreneur you are, and you will become much more trusted and much more credible, and many people actually depend on you. Unlike if you are unable to go through this difficult period, it just shows that you are more reactive than proactive. So don't despair. Challenges are part of the journey, and all it requires for you is being really critical, being strategic, and understanding that you need to have a plan around how you manage the struggles that you expect to face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, as we draw to the end of the show, how can entrepreneurs manage to overcome their challenges?
So one way you can overcome your challenges, the first thing you need to do is actually to understand what are the challenges or risks. What challenges do you as a business face? What are the risks that you as a business face? You need to understand that. If you are exposed to the change in the exchange rate, in terms of the kwacha exchange rate, if you are exposed to that risk, and mainly because you trade in, you buy and sell goods from abroad, and those goods are probably not priced in kwacha, obviously, then you are exposed to the foreign exchange risk. So you then need to understand, okay, I'm facing this risk. What do I need to do to stop being further exposed to this risk? One thing you could do is probably open a foreign currency account. It comes at an expense, but it definitely will reduce on your exposure to foreign currency depreciation, or the kwacha depreciation. So you need to understand what kinds of risks your business is really exposed to. And once you understand what the risks that your business is exposed to, you can then take necessary action to counter those risks that are eventually going to result in you struggling or failing to achieve your goals that you had set for your business in that particular year. So really go through an analysis. If you find that electricity is something that's affecting you, then it's not every business that is being affected by load shedding. There are some kinds of businesses where they don't need access to electricity. So we cannot just apply this to everybody. If you find that load shedding is affecting you because in your production you need access to power, you then need to think about other alternatives. You definitely, if you have been load shedded for 15 hours, you definitely cannot wait for a ZESCO. You need to find a way to work around that issue. Other solutions that I've heard are maybe work later in the evening and take a rest during the day if that is how your load shedding timetable is like. So have a critical eye and really analyze what are the issues, risks that my business is exposed to, and what action should I take to counter those risks if you really want to make sure that your business succeeds. So I think these are some of the ways in which you can manage your challenges in your business. Yeah.
All right. Konki, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Leslie.
Okay, and listeners, thank you for tuning in. Tune in again tomorrow, Christmas Day, as we discuss the topic, what have been your greatest successes in your business this year? Remember to join the Ndalama Insights Radio Network group on Facebook. Good morning.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com. for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.